Morning Ireland, it's 8 minutes to nine, and there were extraordinary moments in the Oval Office at the White House yesterday when President Donald Trump confronted South African President Cyril Ramaphosa with a video and newspaper articles which he claimed supported his belief that there's persecution against white farmers in South Africa. Here's some of the exchange between them.
Death of people.
What you saw, the speeches that were being made, one, that is not government policy. We have a multi-party democracy in South Africa that allows people to express themselves.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can take land.
And then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No.
And that was some of the exchange between Donald Trump and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa yesterday in the Oval Office. Alex Patrick is News 24 reporter in Johannesburg in South Africa. They certainly were remarkable scenes. It's been called an ambush in the Oval Office. Alex, what's the reaction in South Africa been to all of this?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much. Well, I think there's a bit of a mixed reaction, but I think people are really relieved because what it really did was shine a light on the bigger picture, what's happening in South Africa. No, white farmers are not being persecuted and killed. The real issue here is the land issue. And we have opportunistic parties, political parties, who are using this land issue really to try and, you know, win the next election. And, you know, yes, it was a lot of razzle dazzle, but our president was correct when he said that those reports are inaccurate. Really, when you look at the death of farmers, you know, we've got about 70 people killed a day. There is no genocide of white farmers. In fact, if you look at the numbers, most of the farm murders actually occur on black farmers and farm workers.
And President Ramaphosa certainly kept his cool, didn't he? He had a very calm response. He wasn't expecting this in any way, was he? Do we know?
I really don't think he was expecting this. But, you know, Ramaphosa is like that. He's cool and calm, collected. He's also a businessman. He's used to doing deals like that. I think it was a surprise to everyone. Ramaphosa also, he did not watch. If you look at his face, he wasn't really watching, you know, what was going on. And it was really a patch up, a sequence from, you know, one party, Julius Malema's EFF party.
Which isn't his party.
And also, it's a party that's really losing a lot of its voters.
And I understand the White House had requested, hadn't it, that President Ramaphosa bring a number of golfers with him. and he even brought Ernie Els and Retief Goosen into the Oval Office. But that apparently wasn't enough to divert the president.
Yeah, I have no idea what that's about. I think it's part of Trump's kind of razzle dazzle. We know that obviously he's a golfer and you know, he'd want to see. We know that Trump likes to surround himself with these celebrity characters. So, you know, I think anything that would have carried favor with South Africa, the president would have done. So we know that Trump had asked to see the golfers and they agreed to come with.
And the purpose of the talks was fundamentally about trade and the relationship between the two countries. And Starlink would appear to be Elon Musk's Starlink. Is that going to be part of any trade deal?
Look, I'm not entirely sure about that. So we obviously have a BEE, so that's our Black Economic Policy in South Africa, which means that your company has to have some kind of black ownership, South African ownership. It appears that Musk will not abide by that. We're not sure entirely what the Starlink outcome is going to be. We know that really what Ramaphosa wanted to talk about was the 31% proposed tariffs on SA goods. Currently it's 10%. This is going to end on 9th of July. I know that Ramaphosa wanted to see, if we could kind of keep it to that percentage.
Try and keep it to the 10%. But it was interesting, wasn't it, that he spoke about how South Africa could do with Starlink to improve communications at rural police stations and trying to tackle the crime wave.
No, absolutely. I mean, we always need communications, but it does have to fall within the, you know, the laws of our country. And currently, we do have a BEE policy in place. And right now, in order for that company to work in our country, it needs to follow those laws.
Yes, but DEI, as they call it in the United States, those policies around inclusion, not popular with the current administration. Alex, thank you so much for filling us in on all of that. That's Alex Patrick in Johannesburg. We'll be back with the 9 o'clock news after the break.